bright as the morning, and a blessed day to you, wherever you may be tuned in to Radio Pulpit and Cape Pulpit. Good morning, South Africa, and beyond our borders, all across the globe. Yeah, there are listeners all over the world listening to Radio Pulpit and Cape Pulpit this time of the day, and every day, every minute of the day. Good morning on behalf of each and every one of us on the teams. And I greet you with a blessing in the love of God, by the grace of Christ Jesus our Lord, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you are a Christian, if your life belongs to God by the grace of Christ, you have the Holy Spirit within you. Well, however you can spend years trying to do everything on your own strength, ignoring what the Holy Spirit has to offer to you. But you know, the Bible teaches us, when we learn to rely on the Holy Spirit's power, you and I will discover things that we absolutely need. Because the Holy Spirit power is necessary to witness. The Holy Spirit power helps me to overcome sin. Galatians 5:16 says, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." The Holy Spirit power changes your character. Galatians 5:22-23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." The Holy Spirit power leads you into all truth, because John 16:13 says, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth." The Holy Spirit power helps you to pray. Romans 8:26 says, "In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans," says Romans 8, verse 26. Lord, my prayer leading up to Sunday, Pentecost, plug me into the power of your Holy Spirit. Because I know the best thing about the Holy Spirit is knowing I am nothing. I cannot witness, I cannot pray, I cannot even live this Christian life with my own strength, and therefore I depend solely on the Holy Spirit's power. Lead me in that as I glorify your holy name. Amen. By the grace of Christ Jesus, this is my prayer leading up to Sunday. What about you? Tired and just feeling blown away by circumstances, whatever challenge, there's a power, and it's available to you. Don't miss out. The power of the Holy Spirit is the power of God Almighty, Creator of the heavens and the earth. The Spirit of God is the third person of the Trinity, and has appeared throughout Scripture as a being through and by whom great works of power are made manifest. And the Holy Spirit power, where do you think the first act of the Holy Spirit's power can be seen? Yeah, you're correct. In the act of the creation, for it was by the Holy Spirit's power that the world came into being. Go and read Genesis 1, and Job 26, yes, Job 26. The Holy Spirit also empowered not only creation's being into reality, but also empowered people in the Old Testament to bring about God's will. 1 Samuel 16:13 says, "So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers, and from that day on," listen, 1 Samuel 16:13 says, "from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power." Hey, 1 Samuel 16:13. What a portion of scripture. Lord, I want to walk in the same power that you gave David. On that day, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power, says 1 Samuel 16:13. Exodus 31, listen to this. Exodus 31 verse 2 to 5 says, "See, I have chosen Bezal, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of crafts." Can you believe it? In the work of art. Exodus 31 verse 2 to 5. "To all artists, singers, sculptors, painters, all artists, this is a text to give them. I've chosen you, and I filled you with the Spirit of God, with wisdom and understanding and knowledge, with all kinds of skills as well," says Exodus 31 verse 2 to 5, "to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze." And verse 5 of Exodus 31 says, "to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of crafts." The Holy Spirit in the Old Testament empowered people to bring about God's will, even in artistic ways. You know, although the Holy Spirit did not permanently indwell God's people in the Old Testament, He worked through them and gave them power to achieve things they would not have been able to accomplish on their own. So what about you and me? Hey, you're driving to work in traffic early in the morning, and you feel so sorry for yourself. You've got a job. You've got petrol in your tank. You've got tires on your wheels. You've got clothes on your body and shoes on your feet. You've got even you've got an air con. I remember when I was a little boy, my dad had a little Foxy. It didn't have air con. Those days, air con, I didn't even know what an aircon was. Think about what the Lord has given you and compare it to your moaning and groaning and feeling blue on this morning. We're leading up to Pentecost on Sunday, the festival of the feast of the power of the Holy Spirit. Allow God to work through you by His power in His Spirit to give you power to achieve things that you would not have been able to accomplish on your own. Take Samson. You know, all of Samson's feasts of strength are directly attributed to the Spirit of God coming upon him. In the word of the Lord, in the New Testament, in the New International Version, it says, "I've chosen you, and you are the man that I've chosen." Jesus, in the New Testament, promised the Spirit In John 14, verse 16 to 18, as a permanent guide, a teacher, a seal of salvation and comforter for believers. Jesus also promised that the Holy Spirit's power would help his followers to spread the message of the gospel around the world. Remember Acts 1:8? But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You will be my witnesses. You will be empowered to spread the message of the gospel. I know about so many pastors and dominies and spiritual leaders who have lost their zeal and their enthusiasm and passion in the ministry. Go and remind in the most lovable and kind way your pastor, your dominie, that the Holy Spirit helps his followers to spread the message of the gospel. It is not my power to lead someone to Jesus. Acts 1:8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. The salvation of souls is a supernatural work only made possible by the Holy Spirit's power at work. Not the dominie, not the pastor, not me. When the Holy Spirit descends upon believers at Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2 verse 1 to 4, it was never a quiet event. It was a powerful one. Go and read Acts chapter 2 verse 1 to 4. Take it into your heart and mind. The power of God Almighty, Creator of heavens and earth. And the same power that resurrected Jesus from the grave, from the dead, is in you and me. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Acts chapter 2 verse 1 to 4. Now take that scene. Immediately afterward, the disciples spoke to the crowds gathered in Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. The Jews came to Jerusalem, and the Feast of Pentecost for the Orthodox Jew was that all males were they had to come, it was the law, to Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. They were gathered there. The Holy Spirit, says Acts chapter 2 verse 1 to 4, came down upon the apostles, and immediately afterward. The Greek text in Acts chapter 2 says there was no time wasted. Immediately afterwards, after the Spirit enabled them to speak in other tongues, the disciples spoke to the crowds gathered in Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. And these people came from a variety of nations. And these people who were gathered in Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost, they spoke many different languages. Imagine the crowd's surprise, the crowd's wonder, when the disciples, who were only fishermen, spoke to them in their own languages, in their own tongues. Verses 5 to 12 in Acts chapter 2 tells us the story. So, after the Holy Spirit came down and separated the tongues of fire and came to rest on each of the apostles, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. in Acts chapter 2 verse 1 to 4. This was recognizable foreign languages, so that the people who were gathered in Jerusalem, who hailed from a variety of nations and therefore spoke many different languages, could understand the gospel of God loving them, the grace of Christ, and the power of the Spirit to come to Jesus, to give their lives to Christ, because they heard it in their own native languages. Clearly, this was not something the apostles and disciples could have accomplished on their own without they could go for many months, even years of study to learn different languages. This was the power of the Holy Spirit, and they could speak in the languages of the crowds gathered there, so that the heathen crowd could understand. And what happened? The Holy Spirit's power was made manifest to a great number of people that day, resulting, says verse 41 of Acts chapter 2, in the conversion of about 3,000 people. The power of the Holy Spirit. You know, here at Radio Pulpit and Cape Pulpit, reflecting on the years of ministry, I can keep you busy, and each of and every one of us at Radio Pulpit and Cape Pulpit can keep you busy for a long time, testifying to the power of the Holy Spirit without us behind the microphones even knowing about it. And a short story comes to mind in my heart. Way back in the days when the death penalty was still in South Africa in order, there was a man in the now known as Gosimampuru prison, and he was in the death cell, and the next morning he was to be hanged for his crime. And the chaplain of the prison came and gave him a radio and tuned it into Radio Pulpits. And on the air, this man heard the gospel. He gave his life to Christ and asked the Lord to save his life. Now, what is the chance? The next morning he would be hanged. I can't remember what I said on air, but the testimony came back via the social worker of the prison and told me that that man the next morning was not hanged, because 12 o'clock that night the death penalty was abolished in South Africa. That man, he's deceased now. He's gone to heaven. He became one of the great pastors in Gosimampuru prison, leading hundreds of people to Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. All the glory to God. All the glory to God. The power of the Holy Spirit manifests through you, through me, through each and every believer, from the early church right through to this morning. The Holy Spirit works in and through believers to accomplish God's will. His power leads us, convicts us, teaches us, equips us to do His work and to spread the gospel of Jesus. The Holy Spirit's power is so powerful in its indwelling. Do not take it lightly, this amazing gift, which is incomprehensible. You cannot understand it. It's the mystery of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Take it again, afresh. Allow the Holy Spirit, Christian, to fill your life, so that you and I may teach, may equip, and spread the gospel to glorify the Lord God Almighty. Pentecost on Sunday. So many churches having Pentecost services this week. Holy Spirit, come and fill us in Jesus' name. Amen.